It's been part of Philly for over 10 years, so Rivers Casino Philadelphia knows how you like to play. With better odds, more playtime, an upgraded rewards program, plus a state-of-the-art sports book, great restaurants, and more. Everything that real players want without the overpriced distractions. Rivers Casino Philadelphia is for those who play to win, not play to pay for some fancy new place. Rivers Casino Philadelphia, always on our game. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Now the world don't move to the beat of just one drum. What might be right for you may not be right for some. A man is born.
Good morning, everybody. We're taping this, so that's why I'm saying morning. And welcome to a live edition of Finding the Fish Down Live here on WWDB 860 AM. I'm going to need a chiropractor for leaning over so much. Brought to you by the fabulous Fishtown District. Thank you, Kay. I'm such a diva. For all things awesome, for the best in everything, eating, drinking, shopping, living, jumping, you want it, we got it. Find it here in the fabulous Fishtown District. I'm Mark Collazo with the Marie to my Donnie, Kay Anderson. Good evening, Kay.
Good evening. Oh, that feels weird to say.
Isn't it? Even though when we play this, will be morning. What a fun night this has been so far.
It really has.
Everybody having a good time?
Yes.
Come on now. Everybody having a good time?
Yes.
Woo. This is awesome. Welcome to our grand reopening celebration show here on Finding the Fishtown Live. What a good feeling it is to actually be outside with people, not wearing masks. Cheers to you. Thank you. I love your dress, by the way. Thank you. And Kay, when Kay comes back, is coming to join us. And we hope everybody's having a good time. Again, this was our celebration to officially welcome everybody back post-pandemic. And the goal is that we could join together as a community after 15, well, very difficult months, kind of locked up, cooped up. And we're able to be with each other again, and most importantly, share in all the great businesses that we have along our corridor who have really have hung in there through a lot of difficult times. So go enjoy, go shop, go eat, go live everything, Fishtown District. And though Kay is walking around, I would be asking Kay right now, Kay, for everything fine in the Fishtown District, where can they find it?
You can go to fishtowndistrict.com.
Atta girl, good recovery. And if they want to look at us, actually watch all this great show, where can they do that?
They can go to our Facebook page, Fishtown District.
And by the way, you can also watch this on iHeartMedia, one of the big media outlets in the world. So, Kay, what's your thoughts so far? We had one of your favorite bands, one of my favorite bands playing.
You know what? I love Dirty Soap.
I just love the name.
The name is amazing. The people in the band are fantastic. They're fantastic humans. And also, they just rocked this entire street. So I don't know about y'all, but I am a big fan.
I love them. I actually saw our good friend. Again, say hello to our friend Randy Sherwood. Peaches over there, a marketing director. She was shaking her moneymaker like nobody's business, even when there was no music playing. So thank you, Randy. So you know what? We want to make sure this show is actually devoted to all the people that make this corridor great. And of course, we got to start with the First Lady of Fishtown. Really, I guess now, Emily, are you the queen of Rivers Casino?
I sure am.
Oh, wait.
Hold on. Now try it.
Are we live now? There we go.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the queen
of the Rivers Casino and all things Fishtown.
Emily Donyez!
There you go. You love her, you love her, you can't live without her. So, Em, tell us a little bit about tonight. So, what have you been doing since you've been here?
I've been stopping to pet all the dogs that I've seen.
I noticed that. So, that's why you're full of fur. But it's weird because why is your tongue orange?
We've been enjoying all the
libations
that Frankfurt Avenue has to offer.
And I hope you're all are doing the same. Bottle Bar, R&D, Frankfurt Hall, that car honking, everybody. So, Em, tell us a little bit. Rivers certainly felt the pandemic like everybody else did.
Yeah, I mean, we fought it tooth and nail, and we came out on top, winning like we always do.
And tell us what's going on there now, Superstar.
So, next Friday, the 25th, we are having a free concert in our event center. It's open to anybody. It's an Earth, Wind, and Fire tribute band.
Oh, ooh, there you go.
Yeah.
How about that?
I know.
I think I saw Earth, Wind, and Fire at Great Adventure in 1986.
When you had hair.
I had hair. It might have been after the prom with our good friend Randy Sherwood. Randy Sherwood, ladies and gentlemen. So, there you go.
Yes, Randy Sherwood. Give her that round of applause.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So where can people find out more about this, and what time does the show start?
So obviously everybody can go to riverscasino.com/Philadelphia, but the show starts at 9 p.m., and again, it's free. So
how much does it cost?
$0.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, bud. Hi. Thanks
for coming. You having a good time? Everyone knows you. What's my name? My name is Mark. What's your name? Attaboy. Anyway. Well, thanks for stopping by. Have fun. There you go. See? We got a friendly bunch of neighbors here.
Okay, but most importantly, the 4th of July is coming up, and I know folks like to go down the shore, or they might go to the parkway, but if you don't feel like dealing with traffic and trying to navigate going downtown...
Where could they go,
Em? They can go to Rivers Casino. We are hosting a free community block party from 5 to 10 p.m., and it is the spot, of course, to watch the fireworks over the Ben Franklin Bridge. We're going to have food trucks. It's family friendly, so it's all ages. We're going to have a face painter, balloon artists.
Is it dog friendly?
Absolutely it is.
I mean,
I would not endorse an event if it wasn't dog friendly.
I was really asking for you.
My Max will be there.
I don't want you to go through fur with... By the way, Emily, there's a dog right there if you want to go hug it. Could you bring the dog over to Emily to see? Yes, I know he's very relaxed.
He is wagging his tail.
Yes, we all do when we see you.
He is a very good boy. 10 out of 10 would recommend petting this dog.
So what's the dog's name?
Archie.
Archie's going to...
Archie is the dog's name.
Archie, say hi to Emily.
So, folks, Archie is a very good boy.
Emily, Archie has no interest in Emily, so... Thanks for coming over, Arch. Is Archie having a good time?
Yeah.
Attaboy. So, Em, back to business. So, tell us a little bit what people can expect now going back to Rivers.
So, obviously, we're open at full capacity. If you're vaccinated, you can come in and not have to wear a mask. Of course, if you're not vaccinated yet, we ask that you still continue to practice your social distancing and wear a mask. But we have a comedy series going on this summer. So Kevin Nealon.
From Saturday Night Live.
Yes, is performing at Rivers Casino.
Hold on. There's two big furry dogs for Emily to hug.
Sir, can you bring your white fluffy dogs over here, please?
How many times have you heard that today?
They must be petted.
That was one of my big pickup lines. Could you pick your big fluffy dogs over here?
Your big fluffy fur dog.
And they sent to run over to the guys and not Emily. So there we go.
There we go.
Pet the behind,
All
Emily.
All right. Two more dogs.
So, I mean, so 0-3 so far with the canines.
Yeah.
So, all right. So we're back. So basically now, like, it's business as usual.
It's actually business as better.
Oh.
I like that slogan.
Look at
Put
that.
It on a t-shirt.
Business better.
Business as better at Rivers Casino. I mean, I'm really excited not only about our restaurants reopening and our beautiful river walk that guests can enjoy, but the comedy series is fantastic. I love that live music is coming back. Of course, you can hit your favorite slots and table games, but you know, it's always a good time down there. Parking is always free. And it just feels so good that we can welcome our guests back safely and have a great time. We're doing giveaways and money giveaways every Friday.
We like those. Those are the best giveaways.
Opportunities to earn points, win big on the slots. So we're just really excited.
Hey, Emily, can you talk to me about all of the different food options? Because I feel like there's been a new restaurant since the last time I was in there. And maybe I'm wrong, but... Just remind us, what all is there
it's
to
all
offer?
Hugo's.
All
right, so it's all
oh
Hugo's.
My God, my favorite is Hugo's Frog Bar and Chop House, where you can do buck-a-shuck oysters every Thursday. And we have a beautiful patio that has a river view. It's the most amazing place to sit on a Thursday night and, of course, get the best steak in Philly. We have Jack's Bar and Grill.
That also has
Riverwalk access and the best cheesesteak spring rolls.
Ooh.
This side of the Delaware.
Okay, because if you said best cheesesteaks, we're literally sitting.
I said spring rolls.
No, I know. You nailed it.
I know. I said spring rolls.
What are you drinking?
Water.
Atta girl.
And, of course, me and our Asian restaurant, open for lunch, available for takeout.
Okay, have you gone to the... That is my new hangout spot.
No, I haven't been there yet,
it's
but
awesome.
I need to.
It's very good.
I've heard all of the rave reviews from both you and Matt.
That's our lunch place. But you know, one of the things we always like to remind people that you guys are part of the community here in Fishtown and Kensington and beyond. Why is that so important for Rivers? Because people don't realize that you're out doing meal drives, giveaways. Anytime there's a actual giving event, Rivers is there.
I know, and I, you know, when it comes to casinos, people feel like, you know, we're just slot machines and table games, but it's so much more than that. We've been here for 11 years. We're so proud to contribute to Penn Treaty Special Services District. We've donated over $9 million back into the community, back into Philadelphia.
How much?
Over $9 million.
Wow.
And that money goes right to the organizations that are doing the work and providing the services that Philadelphians need to thrive at life.
That's awesome. We appreciate it. We appreciate you.
Yeah, but you know what, though? It's not just me. It's everybody in this community. We all work together, and we all help each other out so that we can achieve those goals.
So we always ask this to everybody, besides the Rivers and all the good stuff you have in there, what's your favorite places to go in Fishtown? And none of them are listening right now,
really,
so you can say what you want.
I'm craving a slice of pizza right now, and I want to go to Vince's Pizza after this and pick up a pie.
They were just here.
I know. They're one of our newest bid members as well.
We encourage everybody. I don't know if you know, the Fishtown has some places to eat, so no matter what the craving is tonight, you have something. But I knew Vince's because they're in the Northeast.
Yeah.
So they're very, very good. So I think you've earned that. But
that slice of pizza.
We appreciate that. Kay? Do you have anything else for Emily before we send her back into the wild?
You know what? No, I think Emily has answered all of my questions, and she can go back to petting all of the dogs.
Go find the dogs
all
that
right,
will...
All right, guys.
Emily Donias, everybody. Thank you,
everybody.
You so much.
Thank you, and good
Rivers
night.
Casino. So, Kay, though, we have one of our favorite parts of our show is when we take the beautiful walk of the land of unicorns and magic and Lucky Charms. I'm talking about Kay's Corner. Kay, I'm going to take the walk over, even though you're literally right to my right. Because you have some...
Not having my own theme music feels weird, so I'm sorry, guys. I'm just going to sing in the mic.
Because, Kay, this isn't the only closure and activity going on in Fishtown in the next several days, week. Where can people come back out to enjoy all things in the Fishtown District?
So there is actually a ton of stuff going on in the Fishtown District in the next couple of weeks. I wanted to start with this weekend. We have some Juneteenth celebrations happening at Harriet's Bookshop over on Girard. I'm pointing that way for those of you who can see me. It's over on Girard. We also have a Juneteenth celebration up at Amalgam Comics and Coffee Shop. They're going to be having a Black Children's Book Fair.
That's right. You got
it. Okay. I was just making sure. But go up there, spend some money, get a book. Representation is very important. So please, please, please support our local businesses. In addition to those Juneteenth celebrations, you can also join us next Wednesday for our first Coral Street Farmers Market.
There
and that's
going
to be located at the Kensington Community Food Co-op. So join us up there. That's going to be happening from 4 to 8. And we'll have different vendors. We're also going to be featuring one of my favorite acoustic guitarists, George Engel Brooks. So it's going to be a great time. Bring your whole family out. Get some new produce. Fill your fridges. Get some beer. And hang out with us in a parking lot and have a good time.
I think we've shown, if nothing else, Kay, if we want to throw a party, we know how to do it right.
Yeah, no.
We're going to prolong this reopening for the next, like, month or two.
I pride myself in throwing a good party.
You've done a great job so far.
I tried. I really tried, guys. If you're not having fun at my party, I'm going to cry.
She will be very insulted, and then I'll have to deal with her for the next week. But that's not the only thing going on next week, is there?
No. We also have another fun event next Thursday. So if you guys have not been over to Martha Street recently, meet us at Martha. We are going to be celebrating on Martha Street from 5 to 8 p.m. over at the Philadelphia Brewing Company with Martha Bar, Devilfish Inc., Close at Hand Innovations, Bennett Compost, Monkey Club, every other awesome business that is located in that area. So if you want to come out, have a good time with your family again, bring the dog, have some beers, and shop a little bit. Come join us next Thursday for Meetup at Martha.
That seems to be a theme for the events. Have you noticed the word beer makes its magical appearance?
Mark, I don't know what you're talking about. I would
yeah,
never.
Yeah, we're all about fruit drinks here and, you know, all healthy smoothies and things of that nature. But please come out again. Everybody's, we've been waiting for this. So we're looking forward to having a good time. But You know, Kay, so I guess we can't play your track of the week unless we sub it in, since we just had several tracks.
I know. We did just have several tracks. But, so, you know, while we have them here, hey, Spoon. Hey, Spoon.
Spoon. Spoon.
Can I call you guys over here to come talk to us?
Up on the mic. Hold on.
Yeah. Come on up. Come on up. Come on up.
I'll take the orange seat here.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kay.
Thank you, Kay. Yeah. And thanks for having us today. We had a lot of fun.
Of course. So first, tell all of our listeners who you guys are and what y'all do.
Spoon Ferguson, Philadelphia, PA.
Thomas Martin, Philadelphia, PA, with Dirty Soap and playing with our band Dirty Soap today. Not soup. We always got to make that clear.
Not and soup.
We got Bobby behind us. So Bob, you want a mic there?
Hey, I'm Bob, and I play bass.
Hey, yeah, that's an important instrument, guys.
It is.
Y'all don't realize this,
keeps
but like
dancing.
Bass kind of makes the song.
It does. He's
got a chair.
Yeah, Bob.
But how did you guys feel reopening Fishtown? Because y'all were really like,
yes. Yeah,
the
that was
reopening
huge.
Celebration.
Yep. People
yeah, I got a piece of the ribbon, too. I took some good. Of that. Yeah, I'm going to pocket that, put it in the scrapbook.
I was going to say, I threw the rest of it out, right. So I'm glad you got a piece.
Yeah. We found some.
It feels good hanging out with like dozens, if not hundreds of people. This is cool.
Yeah, having everybody back out. All the vendors were doing great today, too. Johnny Brenda's did a wonderful job at hosting us.
Woo! Yeah, Johnny Brandes. Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Lucy.
And we got our guitar player here.
Hey.
What are you guys doing? A little show?
Yeah. Say hi to him.
Hello. Hello, everybody. My name's Sean Twohill.
From foggy London town.
AM radio.
Yeah, this is an AM radio show. Say hello.
Hello. I love you all. Thank you for being so wonderful every day and not just being wonderful.
Everybody, yeah. Everywhere. Yeah,
thank you, Fishtown.
That's some morning motivation if I've ever heard it.
So I have a question. How would you describe your sound?
It's called doo-wop punk rock.
Doo-wop punks, baby!
Yeah.
Doo-wop
yeah.
punks. We're Philadelphia's original doo-wop punks.
We can sing under lampposts, but we like to keep the energy high, too. So it's the doo-wop punk rock.
Crazy, wild songs, soft, beautiful songs, and everything in between.
And so I told Sean this earlier, but I actually played you guys for our AM radio show. You guys were featured as Kay's Track of the Week.
Yeah.
Mother of All Bombs was Kay's Track of the Week.
Funky.
That's wonderful to hear. Yeah.
So.
And we got the new record coming out probably in September now, too, and that'll be on that. We got 20 tracks.
You know you
got
to send it to me first.
Yes, absolutely, Kay.
I like those exclusives.
Yes.
Exclusive.
We'll give you the exclusives, yeah. We're almost there. We're getting there. A little bit more and we'll be done.
But so tell me a little bit about that single, Mother of All Bombs. Where did that come from? Who wrote that?
That was me. That was me trying to think of like old Philly soul sounds.
Thomas.
Like, you know, the OJs. And
obviously, I love it.
Yeah, Gamblin' Huff and all that.
That song is like my new favorite by y'all.
Yeah, yeah. And then that was big on Bobby, too, when he came in with bass. That bass line throughout the whole thing.
That's what I said. The bass makes the song.
This album's going to be a little funkier, a little faster.
Are you guys recording currently?
Yep.
We're done.
We're done like recording everything, but we're putting it all together now.
It's all being mixed and mastered, and we'll have a new video out in a couple months, and then the whole album will be out.
Spoon's going to get that mustache a little bit bigger.
20
and
tracks.
And we'll be ready for the photo shoot.
Not ready yet. Yeah.
Right. It needs to drip on the mic a little bit harder.
Oh, yeah.
That's the mic I get to talk on, so thank you, Spoon. I appreciate it.
Ooh, you're
welcome. I mean, they aren't called Dirty Soap for nothing, right?
A little Kenzinger on there for you.
So if only there were a little more soap involved in that.
So where can people come see you next?
We're going to be at Robin and Beth Festival up in the Poconos in Blakeslee, PA. Robin and Beth Festival is July 30th, 31st, and August 1st. We'll be performing Saturday at 5 p.m., July 31st. And then we're part of four bands in four states. We got a show in Maryland, Delaware, New Jersey, and PA coming up. It's all on our website, dirtysoapmusic.com. And then Moverpalooza, July 3rd.
Moverpalooza.
It's a full day show in Philly over at 9th and Jefferson. It's going to be a bunch of bands and a bunch of guys that move furniture. It's called Moverpalooza.
Yeah.
I like that. And
that's good because I'm moving next month. So I can cover two birds with one stone.
$175 bucks an hour, 2 hour minimum.
Yeah. I know how to find you guys.
Don't
now.
Forget to tip our guys.
Absolutely. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us. Thank you for coming out and reopening Fishtown for us. We really appreciate it.
Fergie!
Thank you guys so much.
I see you out there, Fergie. What's going on? Thank you,
Kat. What up, Ferg?
And drop that website one more time for all of our listeners.
DirtySoapMusic.com. Ooh. You can tune into us. Yeah, we got everything up. And then Dirty Soap Music on Instagram, too. I think we're just Dirty Soap on Facebook.
Yeah, you can find us everywhere where music is sold.
That's
absolutely,
right.
And check out for them at another Fishtown District production coming up soon, I'm sure.
Thank you.
Thank you guys so much, for real. Love you.
Thank you.
There we go. See, I got movers and music.
I'm telling you, these guys are
multifaceted. Where else can you get that combination?
Only in Fishtown.
That's so very true. Because I decided to take the plunge to move from Port Richmond.
You're doing it.
I'm going to do it down the 1400 block Frankfurt Avenue. I even bought an e-bike. Not a helmet yet, but I'll do that.
Guys, Mark's your new neighbor.
So you're welcome, Fishtown. Thank you.
Yeah, give him a warm welcome. Make sure that you like...
Invite me over. It's just me. So I like to eat. I can take good care of myself. I'm potty trained. So
he's
good with happy hours. Yes, enjoy that.
He has very intellectual, captivating conversations. I'm just saying, we have info.
And I have very subtle taste in outfits. So,
speaking of Mark, I think it's time for your segment.
For what's Mark wearing?
Oh, hi, Mark.
Hi. What are you wearing? So, woo! For those that listen to the show, I tend to like to wear the most subtle of clothes. So today is my Sinatra-themed kind of day. Of course, we have martinis, you know, a shaker. Kind of want to play the reopening thing, but of course, I can't lift my leg up. My Frank Sinatra socks to go with that. So,
wait, is that really Frank Sinatra's portrait on a sock?
On a sock, yes. I don't think that's in any way sacrilegious, by the
way.
I'm sure he'd want to be on my feet.
It might be a little, yeah.
Well, he's also deceased, so he really can't complain that much.
Okay,
so,
I guess
I'm sure there's a Sinatra Jr. making money off of what's on my feet.
Or more likely, like, some third-party company that has nothing to do with Sinatra.
Either way, thank you, Amazon. So it really worked out well. What's that?
Ronan Farrell.
Well, Ronan Farrell is, that's me as kid. Is that his kid? Oh. See, this is the educational part of the show,
everybody. Thank God we have spectators.
See, I know who he was. I didn't know that they were, I didn't know that they had a kid. I know they were married. I know. See, it's funny you tell, so my mother tells the story to this day.
For those, Florida correspondent.
She calls into the show that they saw Sinatra, but she was at, I think my parents went 8 times. But she was so excited because sitting next to them was Mia Farrow. Now, this was 50-some years ago, and we get to hear this every time she sees Mia Farrow on TV. I sat next to her. I was more excited than seeing Sinatra. None of us listen, and we kind of record her now for the commitment hearing, so we have proof that her warranty has expired. But I love her dearly. But, you know... Anyway, Kay, so it's nice to see all the people interacting. There's that cool album store down there where he makes designs out of record albums, out of vinyl. Please check that out.
Astro World, Vinyl Arts.
Astro World, there you go. Is it Astra or
Astro?
Astro World.
Yes.
Named after, of course, the dog from the Jetsons.
And that's a good point. I mean, if those of you standing around us get tired of listening to us, which
is not possible.
Right, of course not. But there are more vendors down the street, so you can keep taking your stroll down Frankfurt Avenue, go down to Master Street, get your vaccine, come back, get a free cheesesteak, all of the good stuff in between, and make sure you pick up a drink over at Bottle Bar, Fishtown Tavern, R&D cocktails, and everywhere in between.
Listen, the night is still young, so even when we're all done, these places are just going to be happening, so please stay and enjoy.
Oh, absolutely,
absolutely. Kate, we could start our... I know I've been trying to start this segment. We kind of had a false start once when we tried to do Let's Get Rowdy with Randy. Of course, Randy Peaches... Hello, Peach. Come on over. Come on over, Randy. Randy and I know each other from back in high school. Randy, of course, was queen captain of the Washington High School cheerleaders, 1987, I guess, right?
Yeah, Thanks for aging me.
Wait. But before you start making fun of Randy,
I'm not making fun of Randy. I'm very
proud
of her.
Can I actually interview her for a second? Because if you didn't know, besides working at Fishtown District, Randy has her own business, Red Door Advertising, and she does a lot of great work with other small businesses in the area. So, Randy, please
shameless
tell us
plug,
a little bit
Randy.
About what you got going on.
Jeez, I've got a lot going on. I handle heating and air conditioning, a funeral
home.
Well,
you're a marketer. You like to help
people get small businesses and large businesses all over the country market themselves.
And what exactly all does that entail? Like, do you create the content for them? Do you create the strategy for them? Where does that start?
So we specialize in content and strategy marketing. We determine the best way for them to spend their dollars, how they're going to best meet their needs, meet their goals, depending on social media, website development, you know, to all the way down to direct mail.
And that's awesome. So what do you do at the Fishtown District? How do you help us?
Wait, hold on a second. You work at the Fishtown District?
I do work at the Fishtown District.
How about that? That's called... High school promise fulfilled.
Is that what that is?
That's right.
That's not nepotism? Some
yes. She wouldn't make out with me, but I did promise her a job, so.
Hey. So.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Randy.
I do Mark's weekly newsletter every week.
That's not all you do.
Which no, if
you
haven't. That's not all I do, but that takes up a lot of time.
But if you haven't signed up for our newsletter, it really is super informative. It has a lot of great things happening. We try to keep all of our businesses up to date with changes in regulations, new business openings, things that are happening, going on, and every time that they're featured in the press, too.
So you guys see an art history shirt over there?
Hey.
Art History 101 here. Check them out. Love the new shirt.
Nice.
Go Sixers.
Yeah, we're going to keep our fingers crossed.
Fingers
but
crossed.
Not that hard.
But Randy.
Yes.
What would you say is the most fulfilling part of working at the Fishtown District?
Oh, obviously it's working with you, Mark.
I mean, and I think people really need to hear more about why that is so fulfilling. Take all the time you need.
Well, it's definitely because of the praise that you give me on a daily basis.
When
you know,
did that happen?
How kind you are to me every day.
I think I'm actually kind of very kind to you.
I think those guys over there were nicer to me.
With the way you treat me. Okay, I don't know how you allow it. The way she talks to me at times. But you want to know it's called being a giver and a people person and caring about others' feelings?
You know, this is one of those times where I just sit at my desk with my head down and twiddle my thumbs because I'm not getting involved.
So, Randy, what do you think about tonight's event? Did you think it fulfilled what we had hoped?
I would love for more people to come down to the Fishtown District and visit the local businesses, shop, drink, eat the food. I think we need more people to recognize that small businesses were closed or operating at a very small percentage of business, and they need to come back out and support them.
Well, the good part about it is I think everybody knows, if not again, Kay, how can people find out about all the great things happening in the Fishtown District?
They can go to fishtowndistrict.com.
And all those great places. By the way, great job, Randy and Kay, working on that website. See? A compliment.
Look at that. There's praise.
But I think the good part is people are starting to feel comfortable again.
Absolutely.
We're very fortunate to have such an eclectic area that people want to come and walk around like they're doing tonight. I like the Johnny Brenda show. Bring their dogs, their kids. You get all different types of crowd. So here's a question. This is actually a serious question. How do you market to such a big, large demographic? Again, specifics, please.
Specifics. We do a lot of social media. We're on Instagram, we're on Facebook, we're doing the radio show. We're out there every day talking about all of the businesses here in the Fishtown District, all the great things that they're doing, all of the things that affect them, the laws and the changes that have happened over the last 15 months. So there's just, you know, there's an endless amount of information that comes out of our social media.
Mark was just hitting himself in the head with the mic. I just wanted to point that out for our audio-only listeners because that was hilarious.
That was very exciting. Randy.
Well, I'm sorry. So should we talk more about you, Mark?
No. I'm too humble to agree with that. So let's go back to your cheerleader days. So do you have the, what is it, be awesome?
No.
Be aggressive.
Be aggressive.
Ready? Hold on.
Be aggressive.
Ready? Okay.
Be aggressive.
Be aggressive.
B-E-A-G-G-R-E-S-S-I-V.
Aggressive.
Aggressive. Do you not know how to spell?
Why is Mark way better
Brad
than
Helder,
you?
Ladies and gentlemen. Brad,
Mark,
come over here.
Wrong.
Come on now. We have to talk to Brad.
Hey, come on, Brad. With your new art history
Brad's
shirt.
Also rocking the art history shirts.
Brad, you can take my seat.
No, we're not done yet. Brad, you want Randy to do a cheer for Bottle Bar East?
No. You do not want me to do that.
So how are things going for you? I mean, we're open again. Yes. People can like come inside. I can get my favorite mac and cheese, which I love in there.
If you didn't know, Bottle Bar was actually always been my favorite place to eat.
That's right.
In Fishtown.
And why is that, Kay?
So previously, now this is a couple of menus ago, but this is what hooked me. It was the bacon and Brussels sprouts tacos.
Yum.
Oh,
you guys do not understand. These were the best.
You still have that?
Bacon and Brussels sprout tacos.
Bring them back, Brad.
Ever. They were amazing. Brad, if you could bring those back on my birthday.
When's your birthday?
September 6th.
All right, we'll do it.
So what can we expect at Bottle Bar, Brad? Because you're really, like, you're such a staple of the community now. You help. See, he's getting embarrassed already. So everyone loves to go there. What can people expect now that we're back full force? You get two mics.
Good beer, good food, and good times.
Couldn't have said it better myself. So tonight, what are you serving down there?
We have a regular menu of burgers, chicken wings, chicken tenders. Got a couple specials going on, and we have our sour event. We have 16 sour beers on tonight.
Wow.
Yeah. I believe Kay has tried 12 of those.
Probably. I used to
so
really
far.
Love sours.
Can I bring you down some?
No, we're here to get people
I
to come to you.
I did just finish my beer.
I got you. You drink sour beers?
I drink anything.
All right. Brad, where can people find out more everything that's happening at Bottle Bar East? Besides going there, everyone.
Social media, website.
Yes. BottleBarEast.com, Instagram at BottleBarEast. That's it.
By the way, a man of few words, but says what he means. Brad Helder, everybody.
Hey.
Bottle Bar East.
And woo! I got another shout out since we're talking about small businesses and them promoting themselves. If you want to come on over.
Okay, I'm going to grab you a beer.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks, Brad.
So this gentleman over here, say hello to my camera. It's right there. Yep.
Hello to my camera.
See? Yep. So he actually has his own website, Small Biz Phil. So tell us, nice. Small Business Philly. So tell us a little
there
about
you go.
That.
Sure. SmallBizPhilly.com is a hyperlocal news website. So for all the latest news about small business, you can find it on my website. And you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at SmallBizPhilly. And the website again is SmallBizPhilly.com, B-I-Z.
Thank awesome.
You. I
awesome.
Appreciate that.
Thank you. Thanks for coming out.
So for any of our Fishtown businesses, if you're looking for another hyper-local place to advertise yourself, please check out smallbizphilly.com.
I'm going to check that out now. So glad we see the cheers really got everybody rocking, Randy.
Yeah, I see.
Everybody's sort of
really
walking
excited.
Towards Master Street now. And by the way, please make sure, if you haven't already done so, wander down all the way to Master Street. Mulherin's has a little bar set up outside.
Satellite bar.
There's several shops, what else is down there?
There's a bunch of other vendors down there selling purses.
Yes, there's a lot of vendors.
I haven't left this intersection.
And, of course, vaccinations. And I did try to get vaccinated again so I could get the free cheesesteak. So far, they said that would be, I think they would send me into shock. I'm not sure if it was the cheesesteak or the vaccination that would do that. Okay. Do you have any opinions on that?
I mean...
Well said, Kay. Well said.
Hey. Have you guys heard our new segment, Counting with Kay?
Yes. She can only get to 5, everybody.
Right. After that, I'm confused.
Well, so, Randy, you know, because you're old like me,
yes.
You know the Sixer song, 10, 9. So, Kay had never heard it.
Yes, I recall on the radio
show. So, we played it. Me and Matt, our producer, counted... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then we stopped.
To be fair, they
and
counted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, everybody in the car. What do you expect me to respond to?
Well, I didn't realize
we
were going back in our time capsule to 1993 for
I was mamboing.
Mambo, was it number 5?
Mambo, yes. Number 5.
I've never heard Mambo 1 through 4 before, so.
Oh, you clearly weren't paying attention.
I noticed there was never a Mambo number 6. A little bit of Ronica, I think.
That's a little bit of Ronica in my life.
That was a bit much for me.
That's going to be next on Mark's new segment, karaoke.
Collazo karaoke. For those that didn't hear, I sang the Brady Bunch Time to Change.
Yes, you did.
Another song Kay did not know.
Did not.
But you've seen the Brady Bunch, right?
I mean, it was on Nick at Night, so like it was on when I was little, and I probably fell asleep when it came on.
Everybody's heard that.
So, okay, nobody needs to know how much younger you are than us. Sha-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Now I've heard it, though.
See, they know it. That guy knows it right there. Loves it, too.
He definitely knows it.
That's right, sir. Thank you. Love the Bradys. So, Randy, we're not done with you yet.
Of course not.
So what other things people can, in fact, this event was precipitated by a marketing campaign on Fox 29. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Correct.
So say a normal question.
We were getting ready for the opening for months. You know, we've been planning. Every time there was a change in the laws, we expected to open. So this past week, we were able to be on Fox 29 on the streaming app. And we were on like a bunch of different apps. So if you guys are watching on any of the HGTV,
OTT streaming, that's what they call it.
That is what they call it.
iHeartMedia.
No, not iHeartMedia.
I believe so, right?
No. If you have a smart TV,
yes,
you have these apps.
This was not radio. This was television. So, so we were on Fox 29. In fact, we had a Fox 29 app takeover today.
Ooh.
So when you went on the Fox 29 app, we were all over it with this event.
Ooh.
But for the next, did they run last week or this week?
They ran both last week and this week.
So if watching Fox 29 and looking for Mike Jerrick, and by the way, Randy and Kay, I believe Mike Jerrick is going to be visiting the Fishtown District.
Yes, he is.
For what segment would that be?
I believe it's You Gotta Try This.
You Gotta Try This.
See?
And he's going to
try it. Try it like Kay just did it.
You gotta try this.
There you go.
Kay, why don't you do it?
You gotta try this.
That's a little better.
But he's going to Elwood.
Elwood Restaurant.
Yes, he's going to try some of Elwood's specialties.
Has anybody out there been to Elwood?
How about
anybody?
You? Have you been to Elwood? No.
You gotta try.
Be careful.
Have you been to Elwood? It's down on Frankfort Avenue. And it is one of the best places to get some fine dining here in this city, if y'all didn't know.
Do you like rabbit? How about good dining?
How about something you've never tried before?
How about some shad soup?
Well, you gotta go down.
It's right across from Barcade.
Barcade.
But you're not going to Barcade.
Just go
across. It's
across
the street from Barcade. And again, we do love Barcade here
we
in the
do.
Fishtown District.
Everybody likes to play a good video game.
I definitely do.
That's okay. But you like Fishtown, right? Oh,
no,
awesome.
It's his first time here.
Come here. We have a first-time Fishtowner.
First time.
My name's Matt.
Matt, welcome. I'm Mark. And this is Kay to Find It in Fishtown Live here on WWDB 860 AM.
Oh, why, thank you for having
me. So you're saying this is your first time in Fishtown. So what...
Well, I just moved to Philly like 3 months ago.
Okay, where did you move from?
Boston.
Oh, we're better than that.
A little bit of culture shock, but probably like there's some similarities, right?
Yeah, Philly's way better.
Exactly,
yes.
That part.
So, what is your impression of Fishtown so far?
Oh, Fishtown's fabulous. It's like slightly queer, but like also kind of straight. With like a lot of children.
We'll have to put
around
that in the brochure, by the way. That's our tagline.
Kind
of queer, but kind of straight. Yeah.
I love that. It's like it's a place for everybody, which is like just fabulous.
And you were saying, like, so you're not an arcade guy.
I hate arcades.
So don't sugarcoat it. How do you feel about arcades?
Oh, I
hate. He hates
arcades.
But you like food. You like good food.
Oh, I love good food.
And you like good drinks, right?
In particular, I love a good drink.
I had a feeling.
Do you think we have any places like here that have good drinks? I'm wondering. Have you tried R&D yet?
We were just
at Frankfurt Hall and Johnny Brent.
I was just at Frankfurt Hall, and those liter drinks, they do you good.
Yes,
they do you good.
Well, you're having a good time. But here's a question with Elwood, in all seriousness. So one of their specialties is rabbit. But it's the rabbit with, like, legs up in the air. Could you do it?
Oh, I hate rabbits so much. No. Living. living. I could eat it all day.
Oh, you could eat it.
I could eat it all day. All right. I hate living rabbit.
No, then why do you hate a living rabbit? Because if you said a possum.
All of my roommates throughout my life have had living rabbits. And they are smelly.
You.
They are nasty. They are gross.
So you have no problem eating
so
them.
So you would chow down on it.
Oh. It gives me like a
pleasure.
Yes. We need to get him to Elwood for the. But so they'll bring it out. The whole legs up. Like it's gone.
I love that. I love that.
All right, I love, it. I love it. And there was, what's the fish?
Yeah, that's what it smells like.
They're busy drinking. There's a special, what's it called? Chad?
Wait a second.
Chad.
How did Brad Helder, ladies and gentlemen, Bottle Bowl R East.
Hey.
Everybody love Brad.
Shout out to
Woo!
Brad for
Brad.
Yes.
Bottle Bowl East. Anyway, we're back here. This is more. How much time we have?
How did you guys get those? They were expensive.
Oh, Brad is the owner of Bottle Bowl East, so.
Yes, he's. It's good to have friends.
Yeah.
But if y'all haven't been there yet, Bottle Bar East is the spot.
May me and my brother have one?
You may. Help yourself. Never let it be said that we don't give back here in the Fish Town. When I say give back, meaning give free alcohol.
First of all, this shirt is...
Do you like this?
Yo, I'm loving it.
Thank you.
I'm loving it.
It's not too subtle?
Oh, yes. It is. Well, I didn't. The fact that I didn't notice it until now is
perfect.
Is you know.
I'm known for my like loud shirts. Like I like to be seen from space. That's why my car is orange.
You have an orange car.
I have an orange Dodge Challenger.
With a blue stripe.
Black stripe. Black stripe, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought Flyers it was like Auburn colors.
By the way, Randy,
Brad, wherever you are, you make an incredible. Incredible drink.
Yes, he does.
Holy God, this is
time,
delicious.
Y'all. Go to Bottle Bar
absolutely
East.
Absolutely delicious.
Okay, I think this episode's going to the Smithsonian here. I'll find it a fish down.
All of our episodes go
enjoy. It was great to meet you. Welcome.
It's an absolute
Thank
pleasure. You guys
enjoy
are,
yourselves, guys.
This fish town is absolutely fantastic. I hope everyone has a great day.
Thank you.
Thank
so
you.
You too.
Be blessed.
Thank you.
Cheers.
All right.
Hey.
It's okay. What's the time limit here?
So, you know, we got about 7 more minutes.
Fishtown is back.
Woo! Woo! Yeah, say that again. Fishtown is back.
Fishtown is back.
Yeah.
Now we have 6 minutes. So, if we could just have a couple more random cheers, that should cover it.
I mean, definitely. But it
is back though. It is, you know, not that we ever went away.
No, we definitely did not go away, but our businesses are back open and you know, they really have been here for us during the pandemic this entire time. Our businesses have gone above and beyond to really pivot and do what they could to continue to serve our neighbors.
How old is your baby?
She's adorable.
I am so jealous of that head of hair. At one time I had that.
No, you didn't, Mark.
Luscious long hair.
No.
And then life happened. And now
Mark
I'm
never
a cue
had
ball.
That hair. Not that hair. I don't believe
no,
it.
No, when I was young, I was delightful. I peaked when I was 7.
I know. I've heard about how you peaked at 7.
I really did, actually. Just drive right through. Well, have fun. Thanks for coming. So, Kay, is there one other place? I'm going to ask you this question, Kay, as we finish up for the night. And this really was a fun episode, a fun night. Where
it
are
really
you?
Was.
Where are you going to go in the Fishtown Desert? Because I know you're not done yet.
No, I'm not done yet. You know, considering how great this beer is, I might end up going down to Bottle Bar.
Luckily, it's not that far.
I can walk there, thank God.
And please drive and be responsible, of course.
Absolutely.
If nothing else, we want to make sure in Fishtown District you come back and spend more money. Hard to do that when you've injured yourself, so don't. Be safe, be courteous. We want to thank all the neighbors, by the way, all for being so patient with us. You know, allowing us to close the street. I know it's a little difficult at times, but, you know, everybody, it's for a good cause and for everybody to come together and have a great time. I want to thank Joe's Steaks, such a great staple here. Great to see the line there, and thanks for being so generous. And, Kay, I think this week, when we go back, we're going to be in our new studio. What? I'm going to get there.
We're going to be in the new studio is what Mark was saying.
Well, of course, Randy felt the need to just jump right in. While she did that, please want to give a thank out to Weckersley's Ice Cream for their generous donations. But they're, you know what? They always are contributing to it. So
they are. They absolutely are. If you guys didn't know, Weckersley's is a a business that really cares about the community that they're in. They support Fishtown 100%. They helped us out with our cleanup that happened back in, what month was that? April?
Yes.
I feel like it was April. Okay, April. But in addition to Weckerly's, I also want to give a shout out to Paul at Johnny Brenda's, Lucy.
Shout out.
Paul's venue manager. She was my right hand today. Matt from the Fillmore and his whole crew, they really did amazing things, setting up our sound system, making sure that I wasn't setting up tents alone. So thank you to the whole Live Nation crew. You guys have our back every time, so I really appreciate it.
You know what? I think with that, Kay, let's... Okay, do you want? I mean, Randy, do you want to do another cheer before we go? Rowdie. That's the way we spell rowdy. Rowdy.
Let's wait, Mark. I have a question for you.
You can ask a question.
You've been in Fishtown for a minute now.
I have been in Fishtown since January of 2020.
So, with that in mind, now that everything is starting to open back up, what are you excited to try that you haven't gotten to try yet?
You know, that is a good question because I've been able to try, like, I've been to Frankfurt Hall, I've been to Bottle Bar, been to Soraya. You know, what's this? Hiroki is one of the biggies. I want to get over there.
I haven't been there yet, to be honest, and I really want to, but nobody in my life eats sushi, so can we make that happen together? Like, maybe that'll be a
done
thing.
Done and done.
Lunch.
None for you, Randy. You get nothing.
No, Randy,
like it.
I'm
going
to sit with
you. No, of course. You know what? I still want to go back, you know, to Mulherin's, oddly enough, because, you know, now that everything is open, you can go in. It's a great place to relax.
It really is.
By the way, speaking of relax, one of the things we've been doing is our Sips for Students program, where we've been doing what were virtual tastings with Fishtown Social, with wine and different foods. We did with Evil Genius Beer. Well, June 30th at 7 o'clock, we're going to be at Lloyd's Whiskey Bar.
June 30th. It has a date.
It has a date. It's already up on our website.
Ooh.
What's it called?
FishtownDistrict.com.
Where you can buy tickets. It's our Boilermaker special.
Boilermaker. What does that mean, Mark?
It means boil it. It's a shot and a beer, baby.
Oh, it's a citywide.
That's right. That's right. So for a real cheap price, we're going to be inside. We're going to do this every month, so we're going to next month after that, we're going to be at the Rivers Casino.
I'm excited about those,
too. After that, we're going to be at the International, and we're just going to make our rounds, and it's a way to kind of give back. All the proceeds goes to the bars, to the restaurants who really need it. And we're also promoting, you know, one of our community partners, the Liguria Academy, so people can sponsor his students, so it's a great cause.
And I was about to say, Mark, now that we're back in person, this is also a great way if you just moved to the neighborhood and you might not have made too many friends yet. This is an awesome opportunity to come out to a bar, hang out with a bunch of folks who are going to be there anyway, and introduce yourself. Who knows? You might even find someone great.
I'll be there, so
prayers. I love how I looked at him and he took that as
answered.
A compliment for
You're
himself.
You're very welcome.
So if you want to come meet Mark, join us.
And who doesn't?
June 30th.
I know those guys did who were walking away there like, oh, I'm going to go. Yeah, I'm talking about you. Anyway, before I get punched. Okay, this was awesome. Randy, thank you. Thank you, Fishtown District. Enjoy. Everybody have a good time tonight. Find it in Fishtown, fishtown.com. And tune in to us each and every Wednesday on WWDB 860 AM. Every Wednesday, 8 a.m., for me and Kay, and you get this infotainment for free.
Absolutely. Every Wednesday, 8 a.m. on WWDB 860.
Have a great night, everybody. Bye-bye.
What might be right for you may not be right for some. A man is born, he's a man of means. Then along come two. They got nothing but the genes, but they got different strokes it takes. Different strokes it takes. So what? They'll have theirs and you'll have yours and I'll
It's been part of Philly for over 10 years, so Rivers Casino Philadelphia knows how you like to play. With better odds, more playtime, an upgraded rewards program, plus a state-of-the-art sports book, great restaurants, and more. Everything that real players want without the overpriced distractions. Rivers Casino Philadelphia is for those who play to win, not play to pay for some fancy new place. Rivers Casino Philadelphia, always on our game. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.